Welcome to podcast recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many resources available for our online audience on our website at csoportland.org. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at csoportland.org. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living. For more information, visit csoportland.org.
Welcome to Portland Center for Spiritual Living. I'm Reverend Bridget McCann. My pronouns are she and her. I am the Senior Minister and Spiritual Director here at the Center, and I am so happy to see all of you. And welcome to those who join us in our virtual community space as well. You are a part of us. And as the decorations would show, and as you know from being bombarded with holiday music and commercials everywhere you go, we are right in the midst of the holiday season. The music, the decorations, the parties, the traveling, the gift buying, and like I said, the commercials, the non-stop commercials, they're everywhere. They're on TV, they're on the music streaming apps, they're on all the podcasts, they're on all the billboards, and it just kind of drives me nuts sometimes. All these corporations and algorithms and marketers trying to tell us what the perfect gift is. Trust us, this is exactly what she wants. It'll make her so happy, it'll make her love you. Guys, and some women, don't believe them. It's exactly what he needs. It's exactly what your kids want this year. It will make them happy forever or maybe at least 5 minutes. But these are the gifts that you must have. Buy, 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 shop, shop, shop. All this over-commercialization of what is supposed to be a joyful experience, right? It's supposed to be a sacred experience. This giving and receiving of gifts with those that we care about and appreciate. It is supposed to be the season of joy. And yet, it doesn't always feel like the season of joy. Despite all the jingles and all those commercials, you know, I love Christmas music. For some reason, when I hear nonstop commercials with all those jingle bells, I start not liking jingle bells. But normally, I do. But they're trying to convince us that they know what's best for us. And I don't think they do. I came across recently a website called The Aesthetics of Joy, and they have on there a guide to joyful gift giving. They suggest that instead of listening to all the corporations and the marketers and the advertisers and the algorithms, consider the following in your gift selections. Give something living. Give something abundant. Give something that creates time or space. Give something that makes a tough time a little easier. Give something handmade. Give something that offers a moment of surprise or enchantment. Give something that helps create memories. Give something you love. I love this idea of keeping joy in mind when we select gifts for other people. And I also love this idea when it has to do with the gifts we select for ourselves. Because we need gifts for ourselves as an antidote to the busyness of this season, as an antidote to all the divisiveness and strife and cultural erasure that's going on in our society right now. I don't know about you, but I heard two news stories this weekend that have me particularly not feeling joyful, that I need an antidote for. One was in the Department of Health and Human Services, Admiral Andrea Levine's name was changed to her prior name because she is transgendered. But Andrea Levine is her legal name. And she is a 4-star admiral serving this nation. That makes me sad because it's not what we stand for. Another story that makes me not feeling particularly joyful or actually quite sad and even angry, if I were to admit it, and I am admitting it, but it's not funny at all. The National Park Service has days when you get to enter our national parks for free. And it's always been all the nationally recognized holidays. Well, as of January 1st, you will no longer be able to enter our national parks free on MLK Day or Juneteenth. This is cultural erasure. And I'm trembling as I say this because in a season when we're supposed to be happy and joyful, I cannot be happy and joyful when the history of our black and brown families and friends are being erased, when the contributions of our transgendered community members are being erased. So yeah, we need to take care of ourselves. Not so we can ignore this, not so we can pretend like it's not happening, and definitely not so we can spiritual bypass this, but so we can stay strong to resist it. So today we are talking about gifts we give ourselves as an antidote to so much of what's going on in our society. And the gifts we need are not gifts that cost money. We know what makes the best gifts, right? The best gifts are the ones that come from our hearts. The best gifts are the ones that are little pieces of ourselves that we share with others. Our time, our attention, our energy, our creativity, our compassion. These are the best gifts. And we give freely of these gifts to other people. And that is good and right, and definitely keep doing that. But let's take a few moments and consider that we deserve to give our same attention to ourselves. That we deserve these gifts of bits of ourselves. Let's give freely to ourselves of our time and energy for activities that support us. Let's give ourselves compassion for when we make mistakes. Let's give ourselves the benefit of our creativity just to create joy in our lives. As Parker Palmer wrote, "Self-care is never a selfish act. It is simply good stewardship of the only gift I have, the gift I was put on earth to offer others." Anytime we can listen to the true self and give the care it requires, we do it not only for ourselves, but for the many others whose lives we touch. So let's give ourselves those thoughtful gifts that feed and support the self, that capital S self, that takes into account what we need for our souls and our hearts. Those gifts that reveal to ourselves the fact that we love ourselves. Those gifts that our souls know that it needs. Those gifts that support all of us, the mind, the body, and the spirit. I have some suggestions what some of these gifts might be, starting with setting boundaries. This summer, when I was in Banff for a retreat, one of our ministers was wearing the t-shirt that I just love. It said, "Practicing self-care, one boundary at a time." Right? Because it's in boundaries that we show others how to respect us and how to love us. Anna Taylor writes, "Love yourself enough to set boundaries. Your time and energy are precious. You get to choose how you use it. You teach people how to treat you by deciding what you will and won't accept." Set some boundaries and take care of yourself. Some other gifts: journaling to gain clarity. Exercise just for the pure joy of moving the body. You don't have to have other motives there of weight loss and strength and all that. Just move the body because it feels good and it's fun. Rest to renew. Stillness to listen. Solitude to think. And prayer to create. Anne Lamott reminds us quite simply, "Almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few moments, including you." Which reminds me of this woman who was new to our teaching and taking Beyond Limits, which, as Sandy mentioned, I'll be starting to teach in January. It's one of our introductory level classes. And this woman, new to our teaching in the class Beyond Limits, she was introduced to meditation and prayer. And quite quickly, she realized, "Oh, I need this. My soul needs this bad." And every week, the instructor was encouraging the students, create a space at home that is just for spiritual practice. Just a little space where every time you go there, your body just takes a deep breath and goes, "It's time to tend to myself, to pray and meditate." And carve out a little bit of time every day to do this. Just start with 5 minutes if that's all you can. So every week, the instructor is encouraging the students to do this. And every week, this woman is like, "Yes, yes, yes, I need this. I know I need this. I'm going to do this." And every week, she fails to do it. And she explains to the instructor, "You don't understand. I know I need to do this. And I know I should do this. It'd be good for me. But I have a husband and 3 children. Every nook and cranny in my home is full of stuff. There is no space for me to carve out just for myself." But the instructor encouraged her one more time. "Really? Just take a fresh look at every space in your home. You can do this." So that's what she does. One day, when the rest of the family is gone, she slowly walks through the entire house, looking with fresh eyes, going, "There's got to be a space where I can do this." Finally, inspiration takes over. The hall closet, where all her family's sporting equipment is stored. She opens the door. She takes everything out of that closet. She dumps it all on the living room floor. And when her family gets home later that day, she tells them, "I don't care where you take this stuff. Take it somewhere, but it's not going back into this closet. I am taking over the closet for me." Well, sure enough, all the stuff disappeared, not into the closet. She painted it. She put a comfortable chair in there, a little table where she could make a little altar, a soft light, a little music box. And she created a beautiful decorative sign to put on the doorknob. Meditating. She did it. She found her space. And she found time to gift herself what her soul knew it needed. And she did it when she finally realized she was worth the effort to make it happen. And we're all worthy of this. Each and every human being is worthy of gifting themselves what they need to preserve their joy and their self. Why are you worthy? Because you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. That is not a phrase we use a whole lot around here. We usually put it like you are a part and particle of God. You are that. Or we say you are one with the one life. That is also true. But sometimes I like to think of it as we are temples of the Holy Spirit, which means you are divine. Each and every one of us is divine. I knew a woman years ago, every time you asked her, "Hey, Diane, how are you doing?" She would say, "I am divine." It didn't matter what day or time or season, I am divine. So actually, let's say that together for ourselves. I am divine. Say it again. I am divine. Now one more time and really mean it. I am divine. You know, in the Hindu text, they have probably 1,000 ways of saying that, of reminding us that we are divine. They often put it as thou art that. And the that is the supreme being, the infinite intelligence, the manifest and the unmanifest. Thou art that. And because you are that, you are worthy. You are inherently worthy. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to prove yourself to earn it. You don't have to go out and make something of yourself. You are worthy now. You were born worthy. You remain worthy no matter what mistakes you make. So let's say that. I am worthy. I am worthy. I am worthy. One more time. I am worthy. Worthy. Do you feel that? Do you believe it? Just take a couple breaths and sit with that for a few seconds. You are worthy of your own attention. Susan Berry writes, "With every act of self-care, your authentic self gets stronger and the critical, fearful mind gets weaker. Every act of self-care is a powerful declaration. I am on my side. I am on my side. Each day, I am more and more on my side." So say that. I am on my side. Do you mean it? I am on my side. Now one more time. I am on my side. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world, so let your light so shine." It's true. You are the light of the world. Each and every one of us is the light of the world, which means we are worthy of taking care of the lighthouse. Right? Yes, we need to take care of the lighthouse so we can shine our light for the sake of others. Yes, the world needs our light. Yes, the world needs what we were put here to do. And that light is for you also. We, each and every one of us, deserves to take care of the lighthouse and the light for our own sake. You deserve to feel that light within you. You deserve to feel how warm it is. You deserve to feel as it radiates out to the world what that feels like. You deserve to feel and know how that light fuels you and energizes you from the inside out. And to do this, we must take care of the lighthouse. And the more we do this, the more we take care of ourselves and give our souls or the self what it needs, the more confident we become, the more resiliency we have, the more strength and courage we have, the more resolve we have to take a stand against that stuff that I referenced at the start of this talk. But we can't do it if we don't take care of ourselves. So yeah, we do it for ourselves, we do it for others. Jesus understood this. This is why he so often took time apart to rest, to commune with the divine, to pray. Because he knew that he had to take care of himself if he was going to minister to the people, if he was going to shine his light. So take care of yourselves. These are stressful times. Take care of yourself. For your own sake. It's okay to admit it that you're doing it for your own sake sometimes. Britton Oakman, a Canadian poet, gives us this. I lied and said I was busy. I was busy, but not in a way most people understand. I was busy taking deeper breaths. I was busy silencing irrational thoughts. I was busy calming a racing heart. I was busy telling myself, I am okay. Sometimes this is my busy, and I will not apologize for it. In this season of busyness, get busy taking care of yourself, giving yourself what you need to preserve your joy and your self. And so it is. Yeah. Let's pray. I invite our practitioners and ministers to stand and hold this prayer in their consciousness. Take a breath with me. I invite you to place your hand over your heart. And remember, thou art that. Thou art that because there is only one thing going on in the universe. It is that one life, that one power and presence, constantly expressing itself, constantly birthing new life, constantly giving of itself, constantly pronouncing its own beingness, its own knowingness. And because it is the only thing that exists, there's no place else we could come from. So thou art that. I proclaim and know this truth for every human being. Let me say that again. I proclaim and announce this truth, thou art that, for every human being. And in that, I know that every human being has the right to take care of themselves, to walk in their inherent divinity and dignity, and to walk this planet in their full beingness, knowing for themselves, I am that, just the way I am. I am that. knowing this truth, I know that that one life is more than powerful enough. More than powerful enough to move those of us with the knowing of this truth to stand in this truth. To take a stand for what is true. Not in opposition to people, but in opposition to what is unlike the truth. And I say a special word of knowing. For those who have forgotten who they are, thou art that. And more of that is revealed. This is our calling, this is our knowing. Thank you, God. Thank you, life. I release it, I let it go, and I pray we let it be, and so it is. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.